Hello, dear student. Good day to you. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah, and today we are going to talk on introduction to tourism. Before we begin our talk on introduction to tourism, let me brief you about myself. I'm in the tourism industry for 45 plus years and have worked in different fields of tourism. That includes cruise, destination management, airlines, hotel industry, travel agency, car rental company, and the support in current year that I'm doing is I'm coaching and training capacity building of the students who are going to learn about tourism. I'm going to share my expertise and experience in a way that what this industry has given me for the last 40 plus years, I give it back as my social responsibility to also uplift the capacity of students and make them professional in understanding this wide tourism industry. So this is my experience and my knowledge sharing that I'm going to do with you in the coming lectures to ensure that our students lift their capacity and understand tourism. So today we would be talking on introduction to tourism. What is tourism? In this tourism that we are going to talk about is what are the learning objectives that is in front of us? Know about some definitions of travel and tourism from the literature, suggesting what the stalwarts, the tourism professionals, have explained and given their definition on tourism from the literature, whatever has been done in the past. Understand the definition of travel and tourism. After learning the definition or reading about the definition, we will try to understand exactly what does it suggest, how does it connect to this huge and vast tourism industry that you, the student, have taken up as your learning and as your career. Then we will also understand the definition of tourists. There is quite a difference between a tourist and a normal person. So how does any individual stand as a tourist? What is exactly defined by tourism industry for a tourist? Understand the definition of tourist. Get an idea about the global and Indian travel and tourism industry. Obviously, while learning about tourism, we do have international understanding as well as how does it connect from Indian perspective when you implement this for our tourism industry, meaning the tourism industry in India that includes the inbound and the outbound both. So this, all these definition and introduction would set up your mind to start understanding what exactly is tourism that we are looking forward to move forward. So let's see from the literature, as we saw in the beginning, that what the literature defines. Conceptual definition of tourism. According to Austrian economist Hermann von Schuller, in 1910, he has given that we are picking up from the literature, it suggests that a total of operators, mainly of an economic nature, which directly relates to the entry, stay, and movement of foreigners inside and outside a certain country, city, or a region. So if you look at, break this up, a total of operators. So in tourism industry, when you look at the nitty-gritty of the tourism industry, which is quite fairly linked to travel path, you have various operators, which also in tourism say as the supply chain. We are talking about those who provide airline, those who provide buses, those who arrange tours. All these are operators, mainly of an economic nature. Obviously, when you say economic nature, it refers to making money. Of course, in tourism, at later stage, you will also learn about volunteer tourism, but that's a different study in itself. What we are looking at, any tour operator that operates has a focus on the economic element, meaning bringing in revenue at the bottom line of any growth area, which directly relates to the entry and stay and movement of foreigners. So obviously, foreigners. Now we are talking here of an inbound tourism related to a particular country, say in our case, India. So when we talk of entry of foreigners, we are referring to the foreign tourists, say from UK, Thailand, Singapore, or for that matter, any country of the world, coming into our country, India. And inside and outside certain countries. So when they move out of their country, for them it's an outbound travel. Say from UK, they are coming to India, for them it's an outbound. The same group of tourists, foreigners, when they come to India, they are inbound tourists for our country. So they could come to a country, city, or a region. Now, tourism market can be defined for a particular country, for a particular city, a region. All are tourism markets where the tourists go. So a tourist going to a region, which could be part of a country, a city, which could be part of one big country, and likewise, any country as such, which invites tourists to come into their country. So that is the definition, literature definition. Economic activity is primary. Making money is important in that process. Conceptual definition of tourism. Now, from the literature, again, we go further. Tourism Society of England in 1976. Tourism is the temporary, short-term movement of a people to destination outside the places where they normally live and work, and their activities during the stay at each destination. Now, again, if you pick up word by word to understand this, as Tourism Society of England has defined, that tourism is the temporary. Now, no tourist, whenever he or she travels, stays in that country for more than 1 year, because the status changes anywhere in the world. When they travel and stay more than 1 year and stay in a country, then they don't remain tourists. So basically, the tourism is defined as a person who travels and stays out of their place of residence, and they live there maximum 1 year, and also work at their activities during the stay. Now, obviously, there are many people who travel abroad to work, and still they come back within a span of within 1 year. So they are still called the tourists because they live there. Maybe their job visa would be different. They would be on a business visa, but a tourist, if he or she stays outside their normal place of residency more than a year, then the status changes and they become non-resident of a particular country and resident of another country. So this is how the literature defines. More conceptual definition of tourism, the International Association. We are picking up different definitions given and picked up from the literature of tourism to understand the concept of tourism. It's a very wide definition, very wide canvas, and the little nitty-gritty part of a tourism is the travel, really travel bookings, travel arrangements, tour operations. But when we talk of, again, tourism as defined by the International Association of Scientific Experts in Tourism. Another explanation, definition from literature: a particular activity selected by choice and undertaken outside the home environment. The most important element for any tourist is they stay outside their home environment. Could be not necessarily international. If residents of Mumbai travel and to Pune or to Delhi and stay there for a holiday, continuously exploring new places which they visit, they are still a tourist. They could be a domestic tourist, more defined. But yes, their activities are taken by choice. Taking by choice. Otherwise, you have taken up a job and then you start working, then you are not a tourist. And undertaken outside their home. So obviously, you travel outside your own residential place where you live. Tourism may or may not involve overnight stay away from home. Again, a tourist would continuously keep moving. Say, going by train may not be stopping somewhere. So overnight stays may not be involved. This is as the literature defined by the International Association of Scientific Experts. Now we look at tourism and travel defined by WTO. Actually, this was the old name for United Nations World Tourism Organization. Now they have added it up and now it is known as UNWTO, which is a branch of United Nations. It was World Tourism Organization. So how does it define? Domestic tourism, travel within the country. I gave you explanation, an example of a traveler going from Mumbai to Pune within their own country, or not necessarily an Indian, could be a foreigner living in our country, holding a residency of India. For example, the Chinese worker who came to work for Statue of Unity at Gujarat, and they stay there for a longer time period, maybe more than a year. So they were resident of India. And if they would have moved from Ahmedabad, say to go to Surat, or they would have come to Mumbai, just an example, they would be still falling under domestic tourists because they have been staying in India. Likewise, an Indian working in Dubai and travels to Abu Dhabi, technically qualified, he or she is a domestic tourist for United Arab Emirates. And again, on top of that, what we generally understand, domestic tourist means the citizen of a particular country. Like in our case, when we travel from Mumbai to Kerala, we travel from Delhi to Shillong, or we go from Sikkim to Kolkata, we are all domestic tourists. There the residency does not get involved. We are just domestic tourists. So travel within the country. In this case, the resident travel and visit destination, location within their own country's boundary for tourism purpose. Very well understood that we going to Goa from Mumbai for a holiday. Our residency is in Mumbai. We have gone to Goa for a holiday. So we are out of our residency and we have gone to another destination, but within the boundaries of our own country. Likewise, it applies to anybody. A domestic travel is purely defined in this format. Within your own country's boundary. Could be a smaller country, could be a wide country like Canada, US, Australia, which are quite big country size-wise. A Russian possibly going from one end of Russia to another, but still a domestic tourist because he or she is traveling within the boundary of their own country. Again, the other explanation that World Tourism Organization says about international tourism, travel outside the country, outside their country's boundary. Now, there are many countries in the world. those who have very small borders to one another. Certain countries are very close to one another, especially in Europe and some parts in Africa. We are living in India and we have quite large country as such. For example, we start from, say, Punjab and all the way up to Tripura or Arunachal Pradesh is all India, which is more than 3,500 to 4,000 kilometers. Huge boundaries we have. We have boundaries with Nepal, for example. All these are examples of international domestic tourism. Now, international tourism, certain international travel, say, for example, from Gorakhpur or UP borders, we cross into Nepal. And then you are into Nepal or from Darjeeling or some other place in West Bengal, you are going into Bhutan. Or you are crossing from northeastern state into Bangladesh. Or from the tip Kanyakumari, you are crossing and going to Jaffna, which is Sri Lanka. So there, the borders are not so very much far, likewise. But that will still be an international, that would still be an international travel simply because you cross the border, you meet all the international travel requirement. That could include your visa, that could include passport, because you cannot cross international border without proper identification. And the best identification or the only identification is your passport. You can travel within India, of course, we all know that you can travel on your Aadhaar card, on your PAN card, anywhere where you have a photograph. You can travel driving license, voter's ID. All these are accepted documents to travel within India by flight, by road, anywhere. But when you cross international border, as I gave example of whether you go to Nepal, you go to Sri Lanka, or you cross anywhere outside our international borders, you need an identification, which is your passport and visa. That is counted as international travel. So international, it compromises internal tourism. Now, the third definition that we are looking at, broadly explained by UNWTO, internal tourism. It compromises domestic tourism and inbound tourism. I've explained this inbound tourism. British national coming to India is traveling within India. So that is an inbound tourism for India. And in addition, of course, the people living at within our own country, they are domestic tourists. Inbound tourism, further, native of other countries and non-resident. I've given this a little talk in the beginning itself, that inbound tourism, natives of other countries, nationals, natives here refer to nationals holding different passports, or even residents who are living. I gave you an ideal example of Chinese who were working on Statue of Unity, or likewise, any foreigner coming in, working in Mumbai on a job visa, say embassy staff, consulate staff, or any foreign delegation that has come here for a longer period and travel within the country. Domestic reason, yes, they are domestic tourists or inbound tourists. Non-resident are those who live in a country. I gave also the example of many Indians working in, say, Singapore, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, I'm talking about, and also Canada, if they are working in Calgary, holding a work visa, H1N1 visa type of thing, they are traveling within Canada or US, then they are inbound tourists, domestic tourists only. They are not international tourists, despite their holding India's passport. Tourism occurs when native of other country visit a country, inbound tourism, that's what I was talking now, and spend limited time in it for tourism purposes. The time is limited, of course, could be any limitation. Anything overnight stay of one day to could be maximum 1 year. The moment you cross the limit of 1 year, then the classification of a tourist is no more there. you become resident of that country and you become the not an international traveler. Outbound tourism, anybody traveling out of India for holiday, and this is very well understood, like you travel to Thailand, you go to Dubai, you travel down to UK, France, anywhere, Bhutan, Maldives, where many travelers from India are traveling these days due to a lot of COVID restriction. Maldives, which is an hour or half, 1.5 hour flight, maximum 2 hour flight from Mumbai, Hyderabad, they are just flying and going into Maldives. They are still called outbound tourism. If you have gone to Dubai and from there you are going to, say, Doha, which is less than an hour flight, but you are still an outbound tourist for that journey. So quite understanding of this terminology to correctly understand the status and definition. These status and definitions are explained in order to collect the right type of statistic that we will learn maybe in later stages or whenever that topic comes for your study, because these are very well counted and data is collected so that any international research work, any procurement of data that would be provided at a later stage is made available in accordance with what definitions and under what category a particular traveler falls to. Now we look at end user segments. Now who is an end user? We know that one who finally gets the benefit of any product and utilizes the product. Broadly we call them consumer, customer. End users have a different definition in tourism industry. I'll give you an example. A passenger, a traveler, a guest, they're all end users. But when an end user stays in a hotel, he or she is called guest. Likewise, when you are on a flight, you are known as a passenger. You are end user. You are using the services offered to you by that particular airline. You're flying from city A to city B. You are an end user, but you're called passengers. That's why announcement, all passengers are requested to fasten their seat belt. So they will use the term passenger. Likewise, an end user on a cruise will also be called passenger on a cruise liner or a ship. And of course, in normal terminology, we say customer. So these are end users, visitors, all travelers fall within agreed definition of tourism just now, as I just now spoke in detail about explaining every single name allocated to different end user. Tourists or staying visitors stay overnight at a destination. Now this is a definition given by UNWTO. Who is a tourist? Who stays minimum one night out of his or her residential area. So we stay in Mumbai and we have gone to, say, Pune, and we have stayed overnight in Pune, and next morning we have come. So any statistic, any data that would be collected in Pune's hotel or for domestic tourism on railways, you are a tourist because you have stayed overnight. That's why tourist is an overnight visitor. You stay. You went in the morning and came back on the same day, then you are not a tourist. You went by a morning train and returned by an afternoon or evening train. You are not a tourist for Pune. But the moment you stay overnight, you fall under the domestic tourist staying overnight. Same day visitors, this is what I was talking. Visitors who arrive and depart on the same day. They are also end users, but in a strict definition of a tourist, they cannot be really counted. They would be end user. They have utilized the train service. They might have utilized flight. They must have gone on a bus or could have gone on any shared taxi or whatever. But they have not overnight stay. So same day visitor. Lot of example, we get business travelers. going early morning flight, 7 o'clock flight to Delhi, reach Delhi by 9, 9:30, have their meeting, leave by 5:30, 6 o'clock from Delhi, back in Mumbai by 8:39. They haven't stayed in Delhi. So they are not overnight. They are just a same-day visitor. Excursionist. Visitors staying less than 24 hours in the country, including cruise passenger. Now, the cruise industry accounts this a lot. When a cruise ship, those of you who would have seen this, would try to understand this, otherwise I'm just explaining. When a cruise ship calls on a port of call, say at Bahamas, and it is coming in from Miami in Caribbean islands. So Miami then to Bahamas, arrives early morning, 8 o'clock, the cruise is sailing all night in the waters of Caribbean Sea, docks at the morning of 8 o'clock, 8:30 at the port of Bahamas. The passengers disembark. By 5 o'clock, the ship sailed out of Bahamas. So they are excursionists. They are tourists, but they have not stayed overnight. So this is again an end user. Dear student, please try to understand all these terminologies, because all this will add up to your understanding of different explanation of end users, how they are defined, how they are known as cruise liners. Say, for example, if you have gone on a cruise from Mumbai to, say, Goa, and the ship first port of call is Alibag, just example, and then Alibag, the ship docks at maybe possibly 8 o'clock in the morning, and by 4 o'clock it again starts sailing, and then till from 8 till 4, the passengers on the cruise ship going down to the Alibag, enjoy certain thing, come back on the ship before it departs. Likewise, many such cruise liners do this. They call on a port of call. Mostly in cruise liners, they spend their overnight only on the cruise. That's why it's also known as the floating hotels, because it is a one package holiday. You don't have to buy hotel, meals, city tours. All that comes in a package to you when you cruise. So then again, they are actual excursionists. You are listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah, and we are talking about international tourism, understanding of tourism, definitions. We have learned about the traditional literature definition. We understood the definitions given by different literary associations. We have learned about what United Nations World Tourism Organization has been explanation, because UNWTO, or earlier known as WTO, is an umbrella body for tourism industry. So now we look at the definition, what World Tourism Organization defines tourism as. It comprises the activities of persons traveling to and staying in places outside their usual environment for not more than consecutive 1 year. Now here comes that definition of a real tourist. Consecutive, which means ongoing, not that comes back, goes. Consequent, you have gone from Mumbai, you have gone to Dubai, from there you have gone to Bahrain, possibly you travel to Jeddah, then you have gone to Amman, from there you have gone to Turkey, and from Turkey you have gone to Paris. Continuous travel is happening. Or possibly you reach your destination, your turnaround point in Europe or somewhere, and you stayed there for, but maximum, as this definition says, not environment for not more than 1 year. And as I explained in the beginning, the status of one who stayed for more than 1 year changes to non-resident and residency. All Indians who are working for 15 years, 20 years, 30 years in Gulf countries, in Canada, still retaining their Indian passports, they are called non-residents of India and resident of X country, Y country, or a Z country where they have been living. Various requirements on this residency depends. For example, application of income tax when you are non-resident of India and start earning in UK, then, or in Gulf country for that matter, or Singapore, wherever, you are not taxed in India for whatever you earn in those countries. You are taxed only for those countries. Also, any visa processing that you would like to do for your travel, say for example, someone staying for 2 years in Canada and more than 2 years and want to travel from Canada to China, holding an Indian passport. So this definition goes for it. He has cannot apply visa normally from Mumbai for China because he is staying in Canada, Dubai, UAE, wherever, and apply the visa according to his or her residency. So this is what exactly the tourism definitions are. We are still understanding and different definitions and the introduction of tourism. What are the features? Let's understand. So World Tourism Organization defines of definitions of tourism. Same the visitor or the visitor are part of market. It is not mandatory or compulsory to have the overnight stay. As I said to you, not overnight stay. They can use anything. They don't need to overnight in a particular hotel. Any services provided through chain of hotels, they can spend the night possibly on train. So not necessary or not compulsory to have the overnight stay. The total market includes, now when we talk about the travel market that is part of tourism, it includes those who have traveled for leisure, for fun, for holiday, or pleasure, any of these. Leisure for relax, for recreation, for fun, all that. It also includes travel for business. There are a good number of travelers. Of course, it has slowed down due to the current COVID scenario to a great number, but they are known as business traveler. Those who travel outside their resident country to another country for business activity. Someone would like to take a part in a travel exhibition, a particular business-related conference, possibly a meeting, or possibly an exhibition. So these are all elements of business travel, also known as MICE travel. That we will understand in our next lecture. So that includes for travel, for business, for pleasure, social. Now again, social, very important. People go and to other environment and learn about their social habitats. What do they eat? How do they live? What is their dress code? What are their fun activities? What is, how do they enjoy? Various elements picked up from their social activities. Also for religious, this we know very well, that people travel to say, for example, Muslims go for Hajj. Hindus from all over the world come to Rishikesh, Haridwar for performing and visiting religious places, like in going into south, various temples are there, Sabarimalai is there. They come and visit. So that's and Christians going down to St. Peter's Square, to Vatican City. These are all religious tourism, international and domestic included. Within India also, people travel for religious tourism. People going to Haridwar, Rishikesh, Prayagraj. People within Maharashtra going to Shirdi. Some going for Ajmer and so on. Within our own country, our own boundaries. People going to Goa for St. Francis Xavier's church. All that are religious tourism activity. Good number of Indians go down to Pakistan, to Nankana Sahib, the birthplace of Guru Gobind Singh. That's in Nankana Sahib. That's again part of religion, religious tourism. Education, when you take up your further higher studies in a particular field of your learning, then you go for higher study. Could be anything. good number of students that I have recommended are now going for further studies abroad for their PhD in tourism. So, and likewise, medical, you learn about engineering, the field that you would like, computer science, all international travel. With regard to education, sports, simple example of sports, cricket matches happening, football matches happening. Currently, IPL is going on in UAE. That's a sports tourism. India playing with South Africa in Durban and in South African cities. That's a sports tourism. A lot of Indians go to have look at those games which are going on. Could be football, could be Olympic. A lot of people go for Olympic games and so on. So this is sports tourism and other purpose. So all these are part of the wide canvas of tourism. Very few we have picked up. There are almost 500 different type of tourism that people take. It provides that the destination of a travel is outside the usual routines and place of residence and work. So bottom line, wherever these type of tourism happen, which we just very briefly this spoke just now, it is outside their place of interest and outside their place of residence and work. So world tourism again defines, all tourism have a travel component. Now tourism need to have travel component. What are they? It needs to have a supply chain of a hotel, the buses, the airline, the train, the ship, the cruise liner. These are the component, also the service component. A tour operator would provide you transfer from airport to hotel, a city tour conducted by tour operator. All these are all components. The service, which is intangible. Tangible, of course, you can sit in an air-conditioned vehicle and go. That's a tangible tourism component. Intangible is the quality of service that you enjoy and comment on that. That's a tourism component. But all travel is not necessarily the tourism. Again, very clear message that all travel that happens, like A, traveling from Borivali to Dadar, it's not a travel. It is not tourism. So all travel is not tourism. The definition excludes all the routine commuting type travel, such as local travel to the workplace, and purely local travel, such as going to the nearby shops, schools, or hospital. So as I said to you, the travel part that we know, which is part of tourism, we generally connect to tourism, is on a very smaller canvas. It is quite a big canvas of understanding tourism. Travel is not necessarily always tourism. I give you an example, coming from Borivali to Dadar, or you go to your place of work, you go to dine something, you go to mall, these are, though you are traveling, in the strict verb, you are traveling, but there is no tourism concern like pleasure, fun, leisure involved into it. Thank you very much for listening to me.